Walking meditation. Here are some suggestions for silent walking meditation if you choose to do this as your mindful movement practice. In this practice, we are simply bringing awareness to our actual experience as we walk. If walking isn't possible for you, the principle of bringing mindful attention to a repeated movement can be practiced with any other movements that are possible for you. This guidance is intended to be listened to before you do the practice. You can then do the walking practice without the guidance, returning to it any time you want to refresh your memory. In everyday life, we usually walk for a reason. For most of us, walking is part of our daily life in one way or another. Usually, we're walking to get from one place to another. While we do this, the mind tends to think about where we are going, about where we have come from, or we lose ourselves in thoughts about something else completely. We are often on automatic pilot, which frequently means that we are being driven by our thinking mind. So if the mind is in a hurry, the body is rushing also. During walking meditation, we are deliberately attending to the sensations created in our body as we walk. We are present with the simple experience of walking. Bringing awareness to walking in this way can transform an unconscious mode of getting from one place to another into a vivid and interesting experience, bringing more refreshment to the body and a greater degree of calmness to the mind. So you may decide to bring awareness to walking while this is happening during your day as a mindful activity. As well as this, or as an alternative, if you are using walking as your formal mindful movement practice, set aside about 30 minutes to do nothing but walking. The guidance offered here now is intended to support the use of walking as a formal mindfulness practice. Begin your walking practice by settling into a place to do it. This can be inside or outside, but either way, if you are able to, choose a private, quiet place where you won't be disturbed. In ordinary walking, we usually have a goal or an aim. We want to get somewhere. In walking meditation, there is no goal and no place to get to. The intention is simply to bring attention to the whole process of walking in as mindful a way as possible. So it's best to choose a place where you can either walk in a circle or back and forth in a lane of around 15 to 20 steps, perhaps between two recognisable objects such as a tree or a stone, or between two walls if you're walking inside. And come to stand in this place, taking some time to settle into the experience of standing, feeling the weight of the body moving down, the height of the body lifting up, feeling the sensations of connection of the feet with the floor, and scanning your attention up through the body, through the legs, the pelvis, the trunk of the body, the arms, the neck, the head. Noticing what is going on in your mind, the thoughts and feelings that are present for you in this moment. Just simply arriving into how things are for you. It is helpful as you begin your practice session to clarify your intention, to have a sense of deliberately setting aside this time to cultivate being more fully present with yourself as you are, moment by moment. And then simply beginning to walk, noticing the intention to move, and then being fully aware as the weight shifts over to one side, as one foot lifts from the ground, as the foot moves through the air, and then comes into contact with the floor, simultaneously feeling the other foot lifting, moving, placing. Just being with each step for its own sake, bringing full attention to the experience of movement in the body as you walk. You can choose to walk at whatever pace feels okay for you, but maybe beginning by walking at a pace that is slightly slower than usual. When the mind is very active, it can be useful to walk slightly more quickly. And then as the mind becomes more concentrated and steady, it can be interesting to slow the pace and attend in a very particular and detailed way to more subtle sensations. Sometimes you can experiment with doing walking meditation at a very fast pace, practicing being aware even when moving quickly. You won't be able to be with each step so easily, but you can shift your awareness instead into a sense of the body as a whole moving through space. When our minds are more scattered, it's useful to choose a more specific aspect of our experience to bring attention to. This can be the sensations in the bottoms of the feet as you walk. When your mindfulness is fairly steady, you can expand your attention into the legs and feet as a whole, or into your whole body as you move, to a sense of the space around you, and, if you wish, opening your attention to awareness of your thoughts and the sounds around you as you walk. Coming back to awareness of the body when you experience that your focus has drifted. In order to keep your mindfulness strong, it is helpful to choose a focus for your attention, such as the sensations of contact of the feet with the floor, and sustain your intention to keep returning your attention to this focus for the majority of the practice period, rather than changing all the time. To encourage the mind to stay focused, you may find it helpful to coordinate the movement of walking with the in-breath and the out-breath, although this is not necessary if you find it more helpful to simply be present with the physical sensations of walking. If you would like to experiment with breathing in rhythm with your walking, you can explore breathing in as you lift and move one foot, then breathing out as you place it on the ground. Allowing the natural length of your breath to determine the speed of your walking, so each step takes one full breath. And when the mind wanders away from being aware of direct sensations in the feet or the legs or just the feeling of the body walking, just as with other mindfulness practices, we simply notice this. Acknowledge where the mind has been distracted to, and then in a gentle and kindly way, return the attention to whatever we are focusing on, maybe the soles of the feet, or the sensations through the legs. To help us bring our attention into our body, it's useful not to look around at the sights, but to keep our gaze focused in front of us. There's no need to look down at our feet. They know how to walk on their own. It is an internal observation that we're cultivating here, just feeling the sensations of walking, nothing more. If you're walking in a lane, taking the opportunity to pause and come to stillness, standing each time you come to the end of your lane. Pausing, breathing, feeling the whole body, noticing what is going on in the mind. Letting yourself fully experience standing with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Then turning and starting to walk again. If you're walking in a circle, you can come to stand whenever it feels it would be helpful as a way of regathering the attention and reaffirming your intention. As you walk, you are likely to find the mind becoming distracted in all sorts of ways. Thoughts passing through the mind like clouds passing through the sky. Judgments, fantasies, memories will all arise. Perhaps there will be judgments about this aimless activity. That's fine. Just noticing the thoughts and letting them be as best you can. without reacting against them or following along with them. Acknowledging them for what they are and then simply and in a kindly way realigning your attention with the body walking. So use this guidance to support you in your practice of walking meditation. After becoming familiar with this as a practice, you'll probably find that you will be naturally bringing awareness into walking that happens as part of your daily life. So at any time when you're walking, even a short distance from one room to another, you can bring your attention to the movement of your body, especially the contact of your feet. In this way, you're immediately bringing your attention into the present moment. This supports us in connecting in to our wider experience in each moment, and so allows us to be more responsive to ourselves and the world around us.